This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. A century of sausage making. That sounds like a lot of work and a lot of tasty food. Today we'll learn the remarkable story of a family-owned meat business which had its beginnings 100 years ago. Now another young family is taking the business to the next level. It's today's Kansas Profile. Adam and Ashley Como are the owners of Brandt's Market in Lucas and Plainville. Ashley grew up at the nearby rural community of Zurich, population 99 people. Now that's rural. Ashley went to Fort Hays State and then earned her law degree at Washburn Law School. Adam is the son of Plainville entrepreneur Chuck Como, who we have previously profiled. Adam graduated from KU and also earned an associate's degree in paramedicine at Barton County Community College. He met and married Ashley. They moved back to Plainville, where Adam works for Ellis County EMS, and Ashley is a practicing attorney. In 2018, they heard disturbing news. Brandt's Market in Lucas was going to close. This meat market had a rich history. In 1922, James and Marie Brandt had purchased the meat shop in Lucas and renamed it Brandt's Meat Market. It was a full-service butcher shop that became especially famous for James' recipes for Czechoslovakian products such as jedernicy, ring bologna, and sausage. James's sons George and Frank learned these recipes and continued the family business. George's son Doug became the third generation in the business, later assisted by daughter Stephanie. By 2018, the required paperwork and regulations had grown to the point that Doug wanted to retire. He never listed the store for sale, but announced that it would close. "We had gone to Brandt's many times," Ashley said. "They loved the products and hated to see the community lose such a long-standing business. They reached out to Doug and eventually purchased the business. The Brandts really care for the community and they didn't want the business to leave town," Adam said. Doug passed along the old family recipes and helped Ashley and Adam get started. Brandt's Market is located in Lucas, the grassroots art capital of Kansas. People came to Lucas to see the Garden of Eden or the Grassroots Art Center. But they came back to go to Brandt's, Adam said. In fact, the sausage and bologna sold out every week in Lucas, so the Comos saw the opportunity to expand. In late 2018, they bought a building in downtown Plainville to serve as a production facility and second retail store. After a year of renovation, they opened the second store in February 2020, just in time for the pandemic. The Comos pivoted to online and curbside service. They reopened the store as conditions allowed. When the pandemic caused reduced product in larger stores, local people had reason to go to local outlets such as Brandt's. "We bring in whole loins from federally inspected plants," Ashley said. Adam has learned the process of handcrafting the finished product from there. The classic sausage and other ethnic recipes made by the Brandt family continue to be a hit. Ashley and Adam have also enhanced their online presence, which has had a significant impact. Today, Brandt's Market has had its products go coast to coast and beyond. Brandt's was named by the Kansas Department of Commerce as a Merit Award winner in 2019 and was selected by the Kansas Sampler Foundation as one of the 8 Wonders of Kansas Commerce. Rooks County Economic Development and Russell County Economic Development have been great to work with, Ashley said. "Also, a shout-out to Network Kansas, which supported us with an e-community loan," she said. "It's definitely hard work, but there's lots of opportunities in rural Kansas," Ashley said. "If a business has been around for nearly 100 years, it deserves to stay open," she said. For more information, go to www.brantsmarket.com. A century of sausage making. That's a remarkable achievement, and it's wonderful to see a young couple carry on this tradition. We commend Ashley and Adam Como for making a difference with their entrepreneurship and commitment. They are beginning the next century of sausage and of service. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.